It only takes 2 minutes of sheer horror.
A new Paramount Plus original docuseries.
We were dealing with a serial killer preying on elderly women.
A cold-blooded killer hidden in plain sight.
He's suffocating people with the pillows.
Leaving corpses all over Texas.
How did it happen?
I was responsible for her. The guilt is immeasurable. They covered it up.
Pillowcase Murders, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Good morning. It is Thursday, April 29th. You are listening to the College Football Daily. My name is Trey Scott. Today marks the beginning of the 2021 NFL Draft, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's one of my favorite sporting days of the year. Tonight, we're going to see Clemson's Trevor Lawrence become the second number one ranked recruit to go number one overall in the draft, joining the company of Jadeveon Clowney. And we'll also have our eyes on whether Alabama can notch a record sixth first round picks. On a much, much, much smaller scale, today is also the 600th episode of the College Football Daily. A lot of people deserve love for that. Former co-host Connor Tapp, former producer Tawny Levitt, current producer Lance Glenn, all of our fantastic regular and one-time guests who give up part of their day to talk football with me, and of course, our listeners. We would not exist without you. So to celebrate the big day, on such a big sports day, we wanted to land a big guest to tie in the two occasions. I think we found the perfect guy in Northwestern head coach Pat Fitzgerald, who's one of the best in the business and is preparing for a historic night for his Wildcats. Offensive tackle Rashawn Slater looks like he's going to be their first round one pick since 2005. If you're keeping score at home, that'd be Luis Castillo. And if cornerback Greg Newsom, who's currently rising up the boards, also goes in the first round, it will be the first time in program history that Northwestern has had two first round picks in the same draft. The Wildcats finished number 10 last year with a Citrus Bowl win over Auburn, emphatic win at that. And they did it without Slater, who opted out, and we will discuss that as well with Fitzgerald. I don't think Slater and Newsom will be the last first rounders for Northwestern in the years to come. Freshman left tackle Peter Skoronski, five-star recruit in 2020's top 247 rankings, was a true freshman All-American. Fitz is going to give some love to Skoronski too. We're going to take a quick break and then get right to our conversation with Northwestern head coach Pat Fitzgerald.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
So I don't want to jinx anything for everybody involved, but it looks like Thursday is going to be a pretty historic day for Northwestern. First round pick since 2005, and probably the first time ever Northwestern is going to have two players drafted in the first round of the same draft. How do you feel about all that?
Well, I'm ecstatic first and foremost for Rashawn and for Greg. I mean, they've put the work in and they've obviously put the tape out there and they've worked so hard to get to this point. You know, Thursday could be an amazing, amazing day for them and for their families. From a program standpoint, you know, two young men that bought into everything, bought into our strength and conditioning, you know, how we go about, our nutrition, our high performance team, took to coaching, and then just were unbelievable teammates and just so thankful for them and look forward to hopefully a great celebration.
So Northwestern academic requirements, you guys, like, you know, two classes ago landed a five-star for us and Peter Skoronski, but you're not always grabbing guys who people are projecting to be first round picks. How thin is the margin for error? And you mentioned the buy-in when they get there. I would imagine that's just vitally important.
It starts in the recruiting process. It's finding the right fit, finding a young man that fits our program, starts academically, their character and their choices, you know, away from their family and away from those that coach them or in their faith or whatever it may be. And then, you know, guys that we believe are going to come here to compete to start. You know, a long time ago when I took over, it was, you know, finding guys to add depth, redshirt everybody, you know, try to be a fourth or fifth year team. And I think we worked through those stages of a program development. And, you know, we have a model that we want to be the best player development staff in the country. And it's everybody that touches our young men. We want to do everything we can to prepare them for life, you know, help them earn this great Northwestern degree and compete for championships and then, you know, be ready to compete to play on Sunday. And, you know, we believe you can have it all here. And when you've got top 10 academics, a top 10 football team, and now have two first round draft picks, hopefully, knock on wood, you know, you could have it all. And we're going to have 11 total guys this weekend, a part of the draft. So, you know, we're incredibly proud of those guys because they put the work in, but the program and what we do and how we do it is in place for anybody to plug into it. If you buy into it, you give everything you've got and you just keep grinding through challenges, adversity, and success, you can achieve any one of your goals and dreams.
Well, you mentioned the top 10 team. I was going to ask you like how your recruiting pitch might change on Friday morning when you wake up and have, you know, two first round draft picks. I would imagine, though, it kind of has already been tweaked a little bit. Like you might not be going for a totally different pool of players, but you have a lot to offer right now. How are you hitting that? And what is kind of your plan after this weekend to be like, guys, we're putting people in the NFL?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. We've been competing for national championships academically since I've been here as a student athlete. So we feel pretty good about that. It was just getting the program to a consistent winner. We accomplished that now, consistently competing for championships. And then, you know, the final stage is, you know, just continuing to add and accumulate better and better talent, you know, out of high school to create better competition within our roster, which makes everybody improve and get better. And, you know, that's where we believe we're at. You're going to graduate great players every year, and you've got to replace them with young men that are coming in right away to compete to start. Our staff, our recruiting office have done a great job. And we've just got to continue to kind of take this program in directions that really is, you know, to benefit our players and how do we best get them prepared? And that's what we try to pursue every day relentlessly.
I want to dive in a little bit to Rashawn and Greg. What was your, he's a day one NFL player moment with Rashawn Slater? A lot of people are pointing to how he handled Chase Young pretty good in 2019.
I think that's when maybe the nation realized that he was probably a day one player. I think we as a staff saw it maybe his freshman year when he got thrown into the fire, and now he's starting. I think his first Big Ten start was up in Camp Randall, you know, in a hostile environment. And, you know, he would probably be the first to tell you he didn't play his best game, but more importantly, he was ready to compete. And you could see the feet, the athleticism, the toughness, the compete. And just, you know, you said, man, if this kid buys in and gets stronger, the sky is the limit. And then, you know, you fast forward to 19 when, you know, he plays against Chase, and Chase is not a good player. He's a dominant player. And, you know, Rashawn had, you know, just his typical Rashawn game, just was outstanding in every aspect, run blocking, pass protection, finishing through the echo of the whistle, everything you want on an offensive lineman. And it's probably when the nation saw it.
The whole opt-out thing is a big deal right now. And I think it's like there's a few different types of the opt-outs, like the top receiver in the draft, Jamar Chase. They knew they were going to have a season. He opted out regardless. I think for the Big Ten and the Pac-12, the conferences kind of made that decision for them a little bit, and it kind of made it harder to go back. And I think that's interesting because Rashawn Slater's in the same boat as his competition to be the first lineman taken, Penei Sewell at Oregon. So it's not your normal opt-out. But when you talk to NFL front office personnel, do they ask you about it? And what do you say about it?
Yeah, so there's zero concerns. You're right. It was tough. I mean, I'll go back to our entire roster. You know, we were playing, we weren't playing, now we're playing. And that's a roller coaster ride that, you know, as we work through that process, I think those that kind of weren't a part of it in college football might not understand. I mean, it was really tough. It was really challenging. And the health and safety of our young men was the most important thing. And as I talked to Rashawn and his family, you know, we prioritize that. We talked about where he was. I did a lot of research along with our director of football operations, Cody Shada, at the time, to really dig into what the NFL thought of Rashawn. And the feedback came back outstanding, right? And so now you're looking at an abbreviated season. You're looking at, are we going to make it through the whole year? What's the risk reward? He had a plan. I mean, I talked to him. I said, if you're going to opt out, what's your plan? He had a very specific plan of what he wanted to do. And, you know, we were completely on board with the decision. And I appreciate his family allowing me to be a part of that discussion. We made it, you know, obviously they ultimately made it, but to be a part of it, you know, I think shows the commitment that we have here as a program to do what's best for our players, no matter what. Would have loved to have them. There's no doubt, you know, you mentioned Peter Skoronski. Can you imagine if our offensive line had Rashawn and Peter along with our other great guys? So, you know, it was one of those situations where it was the right thing at the right time. He committed to it. We committed to it. And then, you know, you fast forward to the Big Ten championship game, and I reach out to Rashawn and I told him, hey, listen, buddy, I want you to be my guest at the game and to show you how humble he is. He says, Coach, thanks, but no thanks, man. I don't want to be a distraction. I'm a part of the team, but I haven't done anything to warrant that. And I appreciate the invitation, but I'm going to cheer from home. And so, you know, that's the type of guy he is. And you know, there's never a can't miss. You can't say that. That's like the kiss of death. But character, work ethic, you know, who he is as a teammate, who he is as a man, and the athlete and the player, he's the real deal. And somebody's going to be ecstatic to have him.
Yeah, sounds like a great kid. And I was actually thinking about the possibility of those two being on the same offensive line this morning before we went on, and that would have been something else. I read that Greg Newsom, I read this from Yahoo's Pete Thamel. Greg Newsom is the first ever 3-and-done in the Pat Fitzgerald era. If that's true, that blew my mind. Yeah. Were you more surprised that it finally happens, or were you more surprised that it took so long?
Well, I think it's a little bit unique here. You know, the value that our young men put on earning a Northwestern degree is a high, high priority to them and to their families and to their future. It's going to be the key that opens up every door, no matter what happens to you with football. So, you know, I'm not surprised that it took this long, because our guys are going to all be on a 4-year track to graduate. And, you know, it's a unique situation with Greg, right? He graduates high school early, shows up, has the winter, spring, quarter, summer ahead of him. He's going to graduate here at the end of this quarter. So he's going to graduate in 3.5 years. So, you know, I guess from that standpoint, you know, I'm not surprised on the academic side. On the football side, you know, I think there's been some guys that have been really close in this discussion, but at the end of the day, they made the decision after doing research to come back. And you know, I was a big part again of that discussion with Greg and his mom. And I was the one that told him he's got to go. And his mom was like, well, wait a sec. And I was like, he's got to go. All of our research, if he runs the way we believe he's going to run, the tape speaks for itself. And he's going to be a day one guy. And to Greg's credit, the minute he started training after our last regular season game, he put the work in and he showed up and showed out on pro day. And we couldn't be more proud of him.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where he goes Thursday night. A lot of people have him kind of rising up the boards. All right, Northwestern coach Pat Fitzgerald, what an awesome year that you guys have had, and excited to see what's next. Thanks for joining us.
That's great, and exciting times ahead in Evanston. Appreciate the opportunity, and all of our great Wildcat fans, appreciate your support. We'll see you in Ryan Field this fall. Go Cats. Thanks.
Very appreciative of Northwestern head coach Pat Fitzgerald giving us his time and talking a little Rashawn Slater, Greg Newsom, and Northwestern Wildcats with us here on the College Football Daily. For our producer, Lance Glenn, I'm Trey Scott. Enjoy the draft. We'll talk to you next time.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down!
Walk right up to the side.
A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi, new episodes now streaming. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with the Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. The subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.